The Progressive People's Party says it is organizing itself to go to Parliament this time round and also occupy the presidency. At a media event in Accra to introduce the party's National and Greater Accra Parliamentary Campaign Committees, the chairman, Ni Alotebru Hammon, announced that the PPP will go to Congress on 28th May to elect a flag bearer. Rebecca Ekpe has more.
Under the slogan Awake, the Progressive People's Party says it is poised to win enough seats to hold the balance of power and establish itself as the alternative to the NDC and the MPP. It is on record that the PPP performed abysmally in the 2012 election, but party chairman Ni Alotebru Hammon believes the story will be different this time round.
You ought to realize that in 2012 we were new on the market. Over the intervening years, they've had an opportunity to hear about the Progressive People's Party and what the Progressive People's Party stands for. And they are in consonance with our desire to ensure that everyone that is looking for a job will get a job. Any Ghanaian that is employable will get a job under the Progressive People's Party.
As part of its strategy to win power, a member of the PPP's National Committee, Richmond Kilson, says for now, the party is concentrating on galvanizing votes at the grassroots. This is why it has inaugurated its National and Greater Accra Parliamentary Campaign Committees ahead of going to Congress to elect a flag bearer. The task of the Parliamentary Campaign Committees include developing strategies to elect popular candidates in constituencies that can yield political dividends for the party. National Secretary of the PPP, Murtala Ahmed, is chairperson of the National Parliamentary Campaign Committee, while the Greater Accra Regional Campaign Committee will be chaired by Eugene Nana Afari Jemfi. PPP will later inaugurate similar parliamentary campaign committees throughout the regions.